thing is, you always have these challenges to face, you know. I mean, like, I was looking at the news report recently, and for instance, in the US, they were showing that among all the different segments of the population, Afro-Americans had the lowest rate of vaccination because they had tremendous vaccine hesitancy, right? So the point is, you do have that as an issue, and I know in Tobago, it's also a challenge in terms of the vaccine hesitancy, you have vaccine resistance, and you have those who are outright anti-vaxxers who, you know, are insisting for whatever reason that they will never take the vaccine. But the point is, this is where government, governance and leadership is supposed to take charge. In other words, we ought to have seen, you know, some aggressive marketing and advertising campaigns by the government. Use the local soca stars, use your local artists, use your gospel artists, whoever, even all the entertainers, the comedians, everybody, the persons who are out of work, who've been out of work for more than a year, at least give them some sort of employment by, you know, letting them make an ad, you know, to try and encourage the population to be vaccinated. These are persons that the public can relate to. You know, if you get your soca stars, your entertainers, your comedians, your playwrights, your actors, the persons that the public knows and that they can relate to, you get them out there and you make ads, you know, and put it out there for the population, encouraging people and showing that, look, hey, I was vaccinated, there's no harm in it, you know, that kind of thing. And you embark upon that kind of campaign because, you know, that's what developed countries are doing. They have campaigns, aggressive campaigns. In the US, you have Barack Obama and his wife, former First Lady Michelle Obama. They are actually doing ads on the television and the radio encouraging persons to get vaccinated. So I think, again, the government has dropped the ball on that. And, I mean, it's not too late. They can get on board with that and start rolling out these kinds of programs to try to encourage people to get vaccinated so that all the mystery, the fear, the hysteria, the ignorance that is out there that some persons may be acting upon, you have a way of now trying to dispel that, and you explain in a rational way. You could also back it by your scientific data and show that, look, you know, follow the science. Don't follow the old talk and the mobilang and the gossip. You know, the scientific results have shown that the vaccination is proven very safe, very effective, you know, in an extremely high probability rate. You know, I mean, you're talking in the 90s, you know, the 90-something percent. So therefore, I mean, clearly, this is not something that someone should sit down and say, well, you know, I rather take the 99% chance of, you know, getting infected rather than the 1% chance of something going wrong with the vaccine. You know, I mean, it just doesn't make logical sense in any way. But, you know, sometimes what drives and motivates persons would be misinformation and disinformation that they see on social media or they hear from, you know, gossiping, you know, in the streets. So that's where the government ought to take the lead and start putting out the positive, clear information, and as I say, use your local artists in that way so that at least the local artists will get some employment also.